Start, if that's okay with Peggy and Susan. You guys ready to start?
Sure.
So, hello everyone. Welcome to the inaugural Working with Orthodox Communities Affinity Group. And this came about because there was interest in this topic. There was a conversation, I think, around before COVID hit, and there were 60 people that were present, and then we realized it was a need. We started a small task force, which some of you were on that I see, and we decided that we're going to run an affinity group for those who are currently working with Orthodox communities, and we're going to provide a training for those communities that are interested in beginning this work. So I am thrilled to tell you that we have two co-chairs who have stepped up to run this affinity group who work with Orthodox community in LA. They are Peggy Avineri, wave, and Susan Belgrade. So thank you both, and we're looking forward to talking. I have one other piece of information, and that is that we're ending at 10 of, right? Everyone gets 10 minutes before their next Zoom call. That's the new rule that we're putting into place. So with that being said, if you haven't put your community beside your name, please do so. So we know where you're calling in from. You just right click on your box and then go to rename and rename yourself and press OK. And I guess that's it for me. So we're looking forward to the conversation. Who wants to take it over? Peggy or Susan?
I'll start. I was going to say good morning because we're in LA and it's definitely morning here, but probably good afternoon to the rest of you or good noon. We're very excited about this group and where it might take us. I am a senior director at Jewish Family Service of Los Angeles, and I have overseen over the last 18 years, many programs and initiatives that we have participated in, and programming that we have completed, and in some cases is ongoing in Los Angeles. I want to introduce my colleague, Susan Belgrade, and she will tell you what her role is in LA.
So, I'm an LCSW by training, have been with Jewish Family Service for 22 years, and as Peggy stated, have had different roles at the agency. Currently, my role is the Director of Senior and Multipurpose Centers of JFS LA, and I'm really excited to be here and to work with all of you. And I'm Orthodox myself, and really very entrenched in the community and have been for almost 40 years here in LA.
So what we would like to do is go around and have you introduce yourselves, your role, and your interest, particularly in this topic. Let's see.
And what you hope to get out of being in this
Yes.
affinity group, right?
And
That's really important.
we will surprise you with a poll or two. So that we can get you to weigh in specifically on some questions. We'll start with Yarlena.
Hi, I'm from Winnipeg, Manitoba, which is in Canada. I don't know if there's any other Canadian people
I'm
on
actually
the side.
Canadian as well as American. Grew up
Thank
in Jay,
you.
Canada, Montreal.
By incident, I found this email with that, and I was very interested in that for this plain simple reason. We are very small Orthodox, like real Orthodox community. We don't have as much kosher food, although it's a lot easier the last 5 years, I would say. And I do frontline work sometimes. I sometimes have to apprehend kids and so forth. And one of my biggest worries is what happen if we have an Orthodox family, what we call Haredim. We don't have enough family that will be able to accommodate 8, 10 children what do you do with that? What resources can we develop? What food, where can we get the food? How can we, because we have people who are traditional, modern Orthodox, but they're not Haredim in the sense that fits Chabad or any other sect way of living. So I just wanted to join you and hear what you have to say, what how you deal with that, because in the States, it's much easier to be a Jew than in Winnipeg, Manitoba. So,
sure.
Okay, and I'm a clinical social worker. I'm licensed. I have a master. I'm a licensed. And I love doing frontline work, which I'm doing for Jewish Child for the last 15 years.
Thank you.
That's my...
Thank you. Tracy.
Hi there. I'm not far from you, Margaret, Peggy. I'm down in San Diego. My name is Tracy Freed, and I'm with Jewish Family Services here in San Diego. And we are launching a new program that I'm the program manager for called Jewish Community Integrated Services. And we're specifically trying to assist those struggling with Jewish poverty and just to have basic needs met. I have clinical background as well. And I'm really, my director, Carol, I don't know if she's supposed to be on as well. We are really excited and looking forward on how best we could serve and reach out to the Orthodox communities. She is in touch with some of the Chabad houses, but, you know, it's a very special community. I have a very dear friend who's Orthodox in LA, and we were just speaking about how to reach out to that population of Jewish individuals and serve them the best we can. So I'm looking forward to learning all that I can on this. During this meeting. Thank you for having it.
Great, thank you. Stephanie.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Small. I am the clinical director at JFCS Pittsburgh. I myself am Orthodox, and at JFCS Pittsburgh, we've had a lot of experiences with the Orthodox community, some successful, some not successful. And so what I'd like to learn here is actually how to change the ones that were not so successful to perhaps, you know, mirror the rest. I will just call out one of my colleagues is on here as well. I know it's out of order, but Matthew Bolton, who is our Squirrel Hill Food Pantry manager, I just wanted to just grab him in since we're colleagues and have him just mention the same.
Great, thank you. Ariella.
Hi. So I'm Ariella Doeck. I live in Cleveland. I work at the Jewish Family Service here. I work in a program called Forward Focus. It's a financial literacy program. And my background also is in mental health counseling. So I am actually Orthodox myself as well. And I'm curious to see what more I can learn about working within my community.
Great, thank you. Joni.
Hi, I'm Joni Burton. I'm CEO of JVS Career Services. And we've been working with Jewish Family Service, who's on the call too, on programs and how to better support the Orthodox community here. And my area is, you know, where the Orthodox may need jobs or need retraining services and supporting, especially we've seen some things like with people from the East Coast relocating here, and they're used to a very big Orthodox community, which really surrounds and supports them. And then they move to Cincinnati, and they even in the workforce, now they're working in a secular community. How do you help them? How to teach people to understand the differences and expectations, and then, you know, helping them become self-sufficient to address the poverty needs.
Great, thank you so much. Mary.
Hi, I'm Mary Seligman. I am the director of the Family Assistance Program at Jewish Family Children's Services in Southern New Jersey. And we decided to join this call primarily just to figure out ways to better connect with our Orthodox community. We've certainly tried, and we know there's people in need, and we're hoping to learn some valuable techniques and ways to provide the help that we know they need.
Great, thank you. David.
Hi, good morning, good afternoon. I'm David Rosenberg from JCFS Chicago, where I am both coordinator of Jewish Educational Services. So my work is with our therapeutic yeshiva, and I am liaison for the agency to the Orthodox community. So I've done a lot of work in helping to build up the capacity of both our staff and the staff of fellow Jewish human service agencies in Chicago to address the needs. And I'm glad that Dini Peterson is on the call, because Dini and I are working together with NHJSA on a webinar that Lisa mentioned, which I guess we can say more about later if it's appropriate.
Would be great. Thank you. And I'm a Chicago native, I'm just saying.
I was just going to say at the end, I definitely want to talk about this webinar, because maybe some of the people on this call would want to attend that webinar that you're doing in January.
Yeah. Great. Thank you. Anne.
Hi, everybody. I'm Anne Burke. I'm Vice President of Client Services at Jewish Family Service in Cincinnati. We have, as Joni mentioned, several Cincinnatians on the call, including our CEO, Liz, who will introduce herself. But I want to give her a shout out because she's been with us just under 3 years and really has moved us light years ahead in working with our Orthodox community. We have several initiatives and goals going on right now. The one I'm most interested in is we want to work to reduce barriers to entry to our services for the Orthodox communities.
Yeah.
That's what I'm most interested in.
Great. Thank you. Dini.
Hi, I'm Dini Peterson. I work at JFS Detroit. I'm the Chief Program Officer there of Family and Community Services. And for the many years I've been at JFS, working with the Orthodox community and helping our agency be more accessible has always been a passion project of mine. Most of the time, it's been just a side gig while I've been there. But over the last couple of years, we've been making an effort to make it a formalized position, and you'll hear from my coworker, Sammy Rosenblum, who's in that position. So to really put the structure within the agency to outreach and have Orthodox-focused programming, and we want to make sure that our services across the board are accessible, but with a specific focus on our outpatient counseling and our case management and financial assistance services. That's where it comes up the most. So looking forward to just sharing best practices with everyone today.
Great, thank you. Matthew.
Matthew Bolton, I'm with JFCS Pittsburgh, and I direct the Squirrel Hill Food Pantry, as well as some of our critical needs support. And so what I'm trying to get out of this is ideas on how to better serve the Orthodox community, as well as during COVID times, where normally we would have families coming into the building, and so that would allow for some interactions. And so our pantry staff that don't have a clinical background, if they happen to either be told by the client that they needed services, or if our staff happened to observe something that required some sort of intervention, we would have caseworkers on staff that our staff could then talk to, and our caseworkers would walk to the back and talk with the clients. And so now that we don't have that interaction, looking at best practices on how to best serve clients with potentially no face-to-face.
Yeah, we encounter that as well. Thank you. Sammy.
Hi, I'm Sammy Rosenblum. I am a clinical social worker at Jewish Family Service of Metro Detroit. Dini Peterson supervises me and has been a tremendous support in working with the Orthodox community. My role is Leave Detroit Coordinator, which is basically a liaison between JFS and the Orthodox community. Leave Detroit is the name of the program that is serving the Orthodox community. And I'm looking forward to being here because I think that many of us are working on a lot of the same projects and have similar issues or experiences working with the Orthodox community, and it's great just to collaborate.
Great, thank you. Carol.
Hi all, I'm Carol. I'm from Jewish Family Service San Diego. I work alongside Tracy. I'm the Senior Director of Strategic Partnerships at Alpha, and act as the Jewish liaison from JFS into the community. And we do have a great you know, tight-knit community, but we have a lot of work to do in the Orthodox community. Some of my most recent experience having success in working with them was the unfortunate tragedy at Chabad Poway after the shooting. I was on the ground with the FBI and the DA to help them understand some cultural competencies around serving a Chabad community. And that went well. And at the same time, I could kind of feel that that Chabad community wanted to handle things a little bit more insularly. And so it hasn't necessarily led to a continued relationship. I think we still have a lot to do in reaching out to the Orthodox and Chabad communities, specifically, as Tracy said, around a new initiative to address poverty. And oftentimes when I hear from an Orthodox rabbi, it's, you know, 4 or 5 months after they've been helping a congregant in need and only are about to kind of exhaust their resources and turn to JFS. And I would love to be able to help them sooner in that process and break down any barriers that they're finding in accessing our services.
Yes, thank you. That resonates for us as well. Liz?
Hi, I'm Liz Vogel. I'm CEO of Jewish Family Service of the Cincinnati area. And I'm so proud to be here with Ann Suttenberg and Joni Burton, who are my coworkers in this endeavor. And I'll just say that we're a small community, 31,000 of us by our latest community survey. And we're incredibly diverse. And I mean, from humanist to very conservative Orthodox synagogues. We have Chabad, we have modern Orthodox. And so we're small, but we're definitely opinionated here. And it's been incredibly gratifying to feel the support coming to Jewish Family Service as we work to reach out and connect, meet all of these different congregations where they are and be of service to them and be of high value to them. So my hope was to just continue to advance that work and build that trust and understand the needs of everyone that we're here to serve in Greater Cincinnati.
Thank you so much. Janice, you're on mute. You're mute.
Hi, Janice Nagel, and I'm from Jewish Family Service in Cleveland, and I work with Ariella. We have a vibrant Orthodox community in Cleveland, and over the past 5 years, it has gotten increasingly connected with JFSA, and we're always looking for additional ways to be collaborative and to reach out and be effective.
Great, thank you. Donnie?
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Donnie Greenblatt. I direct the Enhanced Companion Program at Albert Jewish Family Service in West Palm Beach, Florida. I'm on this group A to hear other programs, ideas, how to collaborate with the Orthodox community, as well as I am personally Orthodox, and I have a personal passion and love and commitment to my religion, my culture, my traditions, and I'm really inspired by it, and I want to see how we could all work together to help the Orthodox community.
Thank you so much. Ronnie?
Hi, I'm Ronnie Trudler. I am the program manager of Orthodox services at the JFCS in Philadelphia. I oversee both the direct care management and counseling services to the Orthodox community here, as well as education and outreach and more macro social work programs within the Philadelphia community between JFCS and the local schools and synagogues. I guess I'm here because I really appreciate the ability to collaborate and partner with other professionals doing similar work to see what I can learn from them, what things they're doing that may be a great idea for us to do, to brainstorm. I recently did a cultural competency training, and I worked with somebody that I met through this group on feedback and ideas to kind of revamp what we had been doing in the past. So I think it's just to have colleagues and benefit from that supportive space.
Great, thank you so much. Alyssa?
Hi, my name is Alyssa Love. I work at Jewish Family Services in Boca Raton. I have Jackie here as well, my supervisor. I am a community outreach coordinator and social worker, and I specifically work directly with the local synagogues and the local Jewish schools. I am Orthodox myself, but I am interested in learning or, collaborating with others as well and learning from others on how they work with the community. Yeah, just learn some more.
Great, thanks. Josh.
Hi, everyone. It's nice to join everyone here today. My name is Josh Otis. I'm the Social Services and Community Innovation Director at UJ Federation of Greater Toronto. Really interested in this. I don't work for a social services agency, but certainly we're a funder and a convener and a partner of 11 social services agencies serving the Jewish community in the Greater Toronto area. We have roughly 200,000 community members, probably one in five belong to the Orthodox community. And like probably every other community in North America and perhaps in the world, there's so many barriers. And there are barriers that are historical, that are kind of legacy issues, that prevent Orthodox community members from accessing services in the mainstream Jewish community. And I think one of the reasons for that, and some people have already talked about it, has been because of, I think there's a tremendous need for all Jewish organizations that serve every Jewish community member to be culturally competent. And there are nuances with that within the Orthodox community, and probably even greater nuances within different segments of the Orthodox community, because of course it's not so monolithic. I think the other thing that interests me too is in Toronto, and I imagine like in any other communities, there's kind of a separate social services apparatus within the Orthodox community, sort of this parallel apparatus, but there's a lot of assumptions about it in terms of what it does, what it doesn't do, its capacity. And if there's a way, I think, to learn about what these organizations do and perhaps create linkages so we can do a better job wrapping services around our Orthodox community members, I think we'll be more successful in terms of outcomes. But I'd say probably the main reason why I'm here today is because I work at a federation, and I kind of want to get an idea what federations can do to support local agencies to reach and serve Orthodox community members well.
Thank you so much. Beth.
Hi, I'm Beth Nguyen from JFCS of Southern New Jersey. I'm the Associate Executive Director there, and I work with Mary Seligman. I think for me, the reason that I'm here is that it's one of our goals in our strategic plan to actually do more outreach in the Orthodox community. So it's so interesting when I hear from many of the people on this call that they have specific programs just for the Orthodox community. So for us, we've always serviced our entire community, but I think that there are definitely still inroads that we need to make. I recently was on a call at a Chabad fundraiser, and they were talking about feeding those that are food insecure in our community. And it made me feel bad that they weren't looking to us as the first resource. And I want to just make sure that everyone in the community knows what we are here to do for them.
Great, thank you. We have four people who do not appear to be on video, but I'm going to call your name and hopefully we will hear or see you. Sammy?
I think Sammy already spoke. She's just off camera right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, there's no visual here. A.Y. Weinberg, New York.
Hi, my name is A.Y. Weinberg with Project Extreme. I am the founder of and director of Project Extreme, which is a program for troubled teenagers. We are based in New York, but we serve kids from all over the United States and Canada. And I was actually raised in Montreal, lived in Chicago for 22 years, and I am here to learn as much as I possibly can.
AY, do you work with an Orthodox community now?
So most of the troubled teenagers that we work with come from Orthodox homes, but they're no longer Orthodox.
Okay, so that's a whole different dynamic that you are dealing with.
Yeah. Correct.
Families, right. Okay.
Yes. Amy?
Hi, I'm Amy. I'm from Hamilton, Ontario. Well, I'm from Wales originally, but I live in Hamilton, Ontario. I work for Jewish Family Services as their holistic case manager. My camera is also broken. I'm so sorry. I've actually been a part of this group with David, Deanie, and Liz that initially kind of started the conversation with Lisa as one of our facilitators about the Orthodox communities, and I'm super excited to see more on the webinar. We at Jewish Family Services of Hamilton have started working a lot more closely with our Orthodox community, especially in the pandemic. We actually started Kosher on Wheels, which is our Meals on Wheels equivalent. And it was initially supposed to just be for Passover, but it was so popular, we've continued it on, and now it's a weekly thing, which we're really proud of. And yeah, I'm always interested. I'm Reform myself. I have worked very closely with the Orthodox community for a number of years, but I'm always interested in learning more and gaining more insights, especially into how we can best serve people who may feel marginalized, even from within their own kind of section of the community. I think that's really important. So thank you for doing this.
Wonderful, thank you. Jackie?
Hi, sorry, I have my children home with me today, so it's a madhouse in the background, that's why the camera's off. But I'm Jackie Tereff, I'm the Director of Community Outreach at JFS in Boca Raton. I work with Alyssa Love, who already introduced herself earlier. So we work with all of the synagogues in the community. Alyssa specifically works with the Orthodox synagogues and Jewish day schools. So I'm just here to learn about different ways that we can better collaborate with the community. When Alyssa's out, I end up covering for her. So just other ideas, and you know, we work closely together. So I'm looking forward to learning from everybody.
Great. Thank you. Are we missing anyone? Beth, did we
cover? I think everyone's spoken, yeah?
Yes. I could not tell on my screen I didn't want to leave anyone out. Great. Susan, did you have anything you wanted to add?
So I've listened to what everybody has had to say, and it sounds like collaborating with the community is important, and increasing outreach, and also just understanding the specific cultures within the Orthodox community, and there's so many different, you know, groups and sects, but I'm wondering what specific goals you would want out of this group. What would you like to see out of this group? And I'd like to hear from...
I have a poll that I just wrote while people were talking, and we could
see
rank
more.
What we want to talk about in order. Okay. If you want me to put that up now, or do you want me to wait? I think people told us that they want to, you know, share best practices and learn from each other, and
outreach and collaboration and learning.
Do you want me to put that poll up now? Is that what you want me to do, or do we? I thought maybe one person in this group could share a success story that they have with the Orthodox community. Maybe one thing that we could learn from each other if one person wants to share something.
Or a challenge.
What I was also hearing in terms of what people shared was that there are very varied levels of involvement already in programming. I also heard huge macro concerns as well as micro programmatic issues. So the questions that we want to be thinking about going forward is what would be the most useful to you, in terms of whether we focus on the bigger questions of engagement, et cetera, or whether we want to look at specific, as Lisa just said, perhaps a success, even at a small level, and then how we would build on that. So does anyone have an example they'd like to share?
I can talk a little bit more about Kosher on Wheels if that's helpful. So we'd initially, like I said, it was supposed to start as a Thanksgiving meal for some of our community members who were older and who couldn't see family. And then that went really well. So we decided then we were going to continue it through Pesach, especially because people had, you know, a lot of people do kosher for Passover, and that's even more difficult in a pandemic, especially for our older members of our community who were unable to get out as much. And being in Hamilton, we had snow right up through Pesach, because of course we did, we're Canadian. But it was, so what happened was Ario, myself, and our Orthodox rabbi kind of got together. We found this amazing Israeli chef who kind of came on and who took over the program, and who's very recently left us, but he's trained his replacement, who's also very knowledgeable in kosher food. And it was a really good partnership we found, because initially there was a lot of discussion about our Orthodox community were talking about trying to create their own food bank with our support within the synagogue. But for us, one of the benefits of our food bank is it has no denomination, it's open for everybody, it's very private. And so having a food bank in a synagogue that was very public, and where, you know, a lot of our clients are very concerned, understandably, with privacy. And so partnering with the Orthodox community to work on this Kosher on Wheels project, number one, enabled us to use their kitchen, which was fantastic. But number two, it really helped us kind of bridge this and find this halfway point where they could be involved and they could help, which is all they want to do, whilst also being able to maintain a comfort level for our clients.
That's a great story. And at JFS LA, probably 35 years ago plus, our home with the creation of a kosher kitchen, our kosher kitchen became a massive endeavor that now supplies both home delivered and on-site meals, not currently during COVID, but normally at 17 meal sites. So you can see how by scope, these things can grow to become massive programs. And our home delivered meals are all kosher, though not everyone who receives them requires it. So it has become a massive program. So from small endeavors like this in the community that become successful, you can often sort of think about decades ahead and what something could develop into. Of course, we're in a very large community, but that's, and by the way, there are other meal programs that are specifically geared to the Orthodox community in LA that are through Jewish organizations other than JFSLA. So
yeah, we had nothing like that in Hamilton. We're tiny. I think we have under 10,000 Jews here total. And most of them are, our biggest community is our Orthodox community. Although that being said, Peggy, a lot of the people who receive our kosher on wheels, I would say maybe only a third of them are Orthodox or strictly kosher. But they are, you know, it's for everyone in our community. It's not just for that one demographic.
That's wonderful. Lisa, being mindful of it's 9:35 here, 12:35 somewhere else. Do you think we should go forward and send out the poll so that we can talk about it after?
Yeah. Okay, here we go. So this is what we heard I heard. If there's anything else that you would like to add, I guess there's no place for you to do it. You can put it in the chat if there's something else you'd like to talk about. Because everyone's in different places, we want to try to get a sense. And Zisa, I see that you made it into our meeting. That's great.
Yes, thank you. I'm driving, so I'm like partially doing two things. But hi, I'm Zisa, and I am the Yehi.
Zisa, we can't really understand you at this moment.
Yeah, we can.
I'm going to let her.
In South Florida, we service
your Zisa, community. We can't hear you.
I don't know what else people
have. Maybe when she's in a different room, write her and let her know that we can't hear her.
Can you hear me now?
Now we can, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, sorry, kept muting me. I don't know why. So I'm sorry you can't see me. I'm driving. And I'm Zisa Levin. I'm in South Florida, director of Yehi Or, which services the Orthodox Jewish community here. And I don't know what else people shared in their introductions, but I'm happy to be a part of this.
Terrific. So yes, here's the...
And it's very exciting, by the way, that we have 26 people on this call. This is the first meeting. So
I'm muting you again, Zisa. So here's the results. Can everyone see?
Mm-hmm. Barriers.
Interesting. So how to reduce barriers in working with the Orthodox community is the number one. And
there was something that Josh shared that was really interesting, and I wonder if it would be a helpful baseline. He mentioned kind of the legacy challenges and the the separate apparatus of support that already exists in the Orthodox community. And I feel like those could be really helpful for all of us to understand. I don't know if there's someone who feels equipped to talk about that, but kind of in setting a baseline that might then talk about what those barriers are that already exist so that we can identify why we may be experiencing some obstacles to that outreach.
Can I comment on that a little bit further? Okay, yeah, I use the language of legacy issues or historical issues. And I'm sure it's similar in many communities. But for historical reasons, listen, and just so I can provide a little more context, I hang my hat in the Orthodox community, so I have a personal interest in it as well. But like child welfare, for instance, there have been all sorts of issues throughout the histories of child welfare organizations with addressing the needs of Orthodox families. For instance, Orthodox families, because they prioritize their way of life so highly, don't want their children placed with secular families or non-Jewish families. And I know in modern day child welfare agencies and Jewish child welfare agencies, the agencies will bend over backwards to make sure that the placement of a child in a foster home is as appropriate as possible. But that doesn't mean the stigma doesn't exist in the Orthodox community anymore. That there is a belief that if people make reports to child welfare, that the child will be taken and put with a secular family. And that's just one issue. And there's issues that go back quite far, just around Orthodox community members being fearful of interacting with anything that resembles a government authority, right? And that goes back to the Pale Settlement and maybe even earlier. And it's hard. I think it's really hard to break through some of the stigma and some of these legacy issues. And it requires a lot of education and awareness. And maybe some of the starting place, you know, maybe there's different types of outreach tactics that can be used. Maybe some of it involves working with individuals and community leaders that are respected in both worlds. Certainly in Toronto, we have a handful of rabbinic leaders in the Orthodox community that are kind of maybe more liberal in their thinking in terms of engaging with the mainstream Jewish community. And maybe those are the kinds of people whose positional power, reputational power, we should be leveraging to do that kind of outreach.
I just wanted to share something about barriers as well, and somewhat of a success story, if that's okay. We, of course, as we all know, substance use is an issue across the country going on now. And a couple years ago, we took on a substance use outreach coordinator who only works part-time with us just to kind of field calls that we were getting to JFS and to the community. Unfortunately, one of our local Orthodox synagogues did have a death of a young girl with an overdose. And I think, you know, something that might have been shunned, you know, acknowledging that it was related to drugs, over time, it's kind of become a little bit, I'm not accepting of it, I don't know the right word to use, but last year, before Rosh Hashanah, they did a slichot, acknowledging her and recognizing her, and we were able to give out material about substance use at the local religious synagogue. And over the year, I think the synagogue and the members have kind of opened up to it a little bit more. Prior to COVID, one of our Chabads was going to be hosting an educational vaping event for their parents. We even were working with the local Jewish day schools who were giving us a little pushback of having these programs in. The rabbis were helping us communicate with the schools about how important it was to bring these programs into the school. So I think, Josh, kind of what you were just saying is working together with the schools and the synagogues, you know, having the rabbis who are a big part of the community on board with us has really helped to spread the word on substance use.
But did someone have to overdose for that to happen?
Unfortunately.
I mean, it sounds like that was, you know, what the impetus was, you know.
Right. Hopefully. Unfortunately, that did happen, that I think kind of opened it up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't know. You're right. No.
I think it's a great idea, and I think that's something that, you know, you would imagine that rabbis would get behind and want to have their community educated on. And that is a good barrier, you know, that is something good that you can break through because you are the counseling services, you know, of the Jewish community.
And that's something that we have experienced as well over the years. It took us literally years to have credibility with the schools and yes, the rabbis and the teachers were the liaisons with the parents to bring programming around Purim, for example. We did all kinds of special programming around use of substances during that holiday, but you have it really is a credibility issue, because you want to be both sensitive but also bring your expertise in a way that resonates with the community sufficiently that they will invite you in to contribute to the well-being of the community. So that was exactly our experience. We happen to have someone who's exceptional at presenting in a highly non-threatening, very accessible way on those subjects. But again, just as your experience described, you have to do it with great sensitivity.
I wanted to say that David Rosenberg, you said that in your title, it's education, right? So that is your role, I think. Is that true?
One of my roles is education, and one of my roles is liaison to the Orthodox community. I think that developing the competence of clinicians, of the agency, and strengthening relationships is so important. If I could share one little thing that's been helpful, even in this COVID time, we have a new CEO for JCFS Chicago. She's been, Stacy Shore has been with the agency for more than 2 decades. She became CEO in August. And as I did with her predecessor, I took her on a kind of tour to meet with rabbinic leadership in different parts of the Orthodox community. And in some ways, it was much easier over Zoom to organize. It demystifies the community for our new CEO, and it demystifies the agency and the CEO for the community. So these personal connections are worth their weight in gold.
That's a great idea. And so much easier to schedule is what you're saying during this COVID time, a small silver lining. So true. So Susan and Peggy, I'm going to put up the next poll because this is important. I see that time is coming to an end. You know, this is just the beginning of this conversation. And, you know, we wanted to get a sense as to what the needs were. And, you know, there's all sorts of different things we can do. We could have breakout group rooms in this conversation. We can meet all together. I'm going to send up a poll of, as to how many times you think you want to, I don't want to do that. As to how many times you want to meet, that's what I'm trying to do now. And, you know, you could meet every other month, every third month, you know, every fourth month. We know everyone's really busy, but we want to know what people want. And it looks like I know what people want. And we'll see.
Lisa, well,
and we want to say that.
Can I talk about the webinar?
What, Deanie?
Can I talk about the webinar while people
Absolutely.
Are voting really quickly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think Amy mentioned a few of us had gotten together a few weeks ago to talk about what this group would be versus a webinar. So the webinar that David and I are doing in January is really focused on like a step one. So if agencies are interested in doing more, or they're thinking about it, or they're just starting and feel like they have a lot of room to grow, David and I will be sharing some of what our experiences we've had or from coworkers on ideas for starting out in this area and helping you like assess areas that you can grow in. Differently from this conversation, which seems to be a lot more practical and like, oh, we're in it. We're much more in the work already. And if you have any questions about anything, please feel free to reach out to David or myself. We'll put our info in the chat and we can let you know more.
Terrific. Yeah, that's going to be great. It's January 14th. Is that the date that we decided it was? Right. Okay, great. So it looks like every other month is the majority of people on this call. That's what they say they wanted. And we think we know what the next topic will be. And is this a good time for people? Noon on a given day, whatever day this is, Thursday? Yep. Okay, so Susan, Peggy, you want to close us out? Anything else to say?
Susan?
Just that it was really a pleasure to get to meet all of you and to hear, you know, what you'd like to really focus on and what your main concerns are. And we look forward to working with all of you.
And I'm very excited about the fact that there were this many people. And I think it bodes well for the future of us really addressing things in a way that will be helpful to all of us.
Wonderful.
So thank you all.
Thank you all. Happy Thanksgiving. Stay safe.